USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is issuing a disaster declaration after Sunday's storms in North Texas. The declaration covers 16 counties that got hit by severe weather. At least three tornadoes have been confirmed by the National Weather Service, including an EF3 twister in Dallas. Six people were injured in the storms. Senator Lindsey Graham was asked about President Trump's claim that the House impeachment inquiry is a lynching.
If this continues in the House, it's a complete sham, and I will do everything I can to make sure it doesn't live very long in the Senate.
Pressed by reporters, a South Carolina Republican senator called the president's tweet accurate. Meanwhile, Democratic Congressman from Massachusetts, Catherine Clark, disagrees with Senator Graham.
I don't know how to characterize that former president except as grotesque.
The president has no public events on his schedule Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
British police want answers from a U.S. diplomat's wife. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
British police say they'll travel to the United States to interview the wife of an American diplomat about a crash in which she killed a British teenager when she was driving on the wrong side of the road. The police chief in Northamptonshire says they need to get to the bottom of exactly what happened.
She did not tell us that she was leaving the U.K. In fact, quite the contrary, we were told that she would cooperate and work with the police in terms of this investigation.
He says Anne Sakoulis has agreed to speak to them about the August crash that killed 19-year-old Harry Dunn.
The World Series is expected to bring a big economic impact to the District of Columbia. The city's tourism arm thinks the series will pump about $6.5 million into the local economy. The World Series between the Washington Nationals and Houston Astros begins Tuesday night just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The war of words between Tulsi Gabbard and Hillary Clinton heats up as President Trump backs a Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii, saying he doesn't believe she has anything to do with the Russians. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky explains.
She's not a Russian agent. President Trump jumps in to defend Representative Tulsi Gabbard against wild claims by Hillary Clinton, his 2016 political opponent.
The person in charge of that particular deal, Hillary Clinton, if you've heard of her, she's the one that's accusing everybody of being a Russian agent. Anybody that is opposed to her is a Russian agent. Tulsi, I don't know Tulsi, but she's not a Russian agent.
Now, Gabbard, the Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii, telling Tucker Carlson on Fox News,
I stand against everything that she represents. If I'm elected president, if I'm the Democratic nominee and elected president, that she won't be able to control me, she won't be able to manipulate me, she won't be able to continue to work from behind the curtain.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is protesting with teachers who are on day four of their strike in the streets of Chicago. Speaking to Chicago Teachers Union members, a 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful says every American should support teachers in this strike.
I'm here to stand with every one of the people who stand for our children every day.
Warren did not address the hardships many parents are going through as the teachers strike. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.